Last summer, Evers used his veto pen to cross out a hyphen and a few numbers from a budget bill approved by Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature. That took a provision increasing per-pupil funding and extended the end date 4 centuries in the future. Scott Manley is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which filed the suit. He says the veto undercut a limit on property tax increases without voter approval.
That's undemocratic. We think that the people's voice should be heard.
The governor's office accuses Republicans and their allies of hurting schools by trying to take away funding. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.